tonight City Council is considering an ordinance that would make it, if this ordinance passes, it would make it a crime to sit or lie down in large areas of downtown or to have too many personal belongings in various places around Fort Collins.
Now, I know you are with the Homeless Coalition and you're a homelessness advocate. And so what are your concerns about how this might impact the homeless community?
Well, I have a number of concerns, one of which is that laws like this, laws that restrict harmless acts like sitting or having stuff in public, are enforced almost entirely against people who are homeless or who are experiencing homelessness here in Fort Collins. And we know that from looking at how these laws are enforced in other places, and we also know that from looking at how similar laws are being enforced right now in our town. And that's a serious concern if we're passing laws that essentially criminalize an entire group of people just for existing in public. We need to really rethink that strategy.
We've done a lot of coverage on KGNU of what's happening in other Front Range cities like Boulder and Denver and what's happening with homelessness there. But what's the situation in Fort Collins? How large is the homeless community and what are some of the services that are available?
It's actually hard to quantify exactly how many people are experiencing homelessness in Fort Collins or anywhere. We do an annual point-in-time count, and I don't have the latest results from this year's, but usually it comes in at somewhere between 300 and 400 people. But that count, everyone understands, that count is very under-inclusive. There are a lot of people who don't get counted in the point-in-time count, and so we know that there are at least 300 or 400 people experiencing homelessness in Fort Collins, but probably many times that. To give another data point, our Murphy Center, which is an excellent resource that helps connect people to services here, serves well over 1,000 people every year.
Those numbers are relatively small if you compare it to a large city like Denver. And so what are the dynamics behind this particular measure that Fort Collins City Council is considering this evening?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with this transition that Fort Collins is making from being a fairly small town to maybe a small city. We're growing. Over the last 5 years, we've seen the cost of housing rise dramatically, and the availability of housing has gone down alongside that. So we have, I can't think what the very latest information is, but it's been less than a 1% rental availability over the last few years. So even if people can afford rental, these rising rental costs that we have here, they often can't even find a place. And so we're growing as a city. I think we're experiencing some growing pains. And I think homelessness is becoming more visible in Fort Collins. And it's not really a sheer numbers question so much as people are encountering this, the sight of people who are experiencing homelessness, which is kind of a visible form of extreme poverty right here in our community. And, you know, communities don't always adapt well to that. I think there are people who are uncomfortable seeing that and who maybe out of sort of a misguided sense of compassion even are concerned, but voice those concerns as in a sort of, I don't want to see this in my community. And so this kind of measure, like a measure against sitting downtown, acts to push people out of downtown areas. It makes homelessness less visible in our community, but it doesn't do anything to solve any of the underlying problems. It doesn't actually make homelessness less common or help anyone who is experiencing homelessness.
Other cities along the Front Range have enacted similar legislation. There's the anti-camping bill in Boulder and in Denver, and people can't cover themselves if they're lying down. This seems to be part of that. I mean, how does what Fort Collins is considering, how does that line up with all of these other bills that we're seeing in other Front Range cities, bearing in mind that the Front Range is seeing a population explosion and a real pressure on due to a lack of affordable housing?
This is absolutely part of that same trend. And Fort Collins actually has an anti-camping ordinance. We gave out 257 camping tickets under one ordinance alone last year. We enforce our camping ordinance quite a bit here in Fort Collins, I think second only to Boulder in the state. But I also want to say that this kind of approach, these bills that criminalize people for being homeless, are really on the rise all over the country. And It's not limited to the Front Range. We're seeing a trend nationally, and I think that this is something that we need to be addressing in our local communities, but also connecting the dots on this national scale to change this course that we seem to be on as a country.
Well, Lynn Thompson is with the Fort Collins Homeless Coalition. That's part of the Fort Collins Community Action Network, and joining us this morning on KGNU to talk about a measure being considered by Fort Collins City Council this evening around a ban on sitting, kneeling in large portions of downtown that Lynn Thompson and many other homelessness advocates say that it's targeting homeless people in Fort Collins. We'll continue to follow this story. And in the meantime, Lynn Thompson, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me and for talking about this important issue.